Fortescue Metals Group has reported their full year results, and the headline numbers are pretty much in line with what the markets had been expecting, but the dividend payment was well past the market's expectations, and the payout ratio that they're foreshadowing has really been quite encouraging for investors, and that's why the shares are up by about 5%. So just looking at some of the figures, revenue was up by almost 20% to $8.4 billion. Net profit after tax came in just under $2.1 billion, which was more than double the result for the same time last year, and that was pretty much in line with the market's expectations, just a little bit lower if you're being picky. Underlying EBITDA was up by almost 50% to $4.7 billion, so that was an increase of 48%, and that was just a little bit below the market's expectations as well. The final dividend is 25 cents per share, so that compares to a 12 cent payment in the same period last year. But when you look at the payout ratio that we saw at the half-year result, which was around 36%, this final outcome represents a payout ratio of 52%, and they are foreshadowing a range of around 50 to 80% of underlying earnings as far as a payout ratio going forward, and that's really what's driving the shares higher. But when you look at the underlying numbers, they shipped 170 million tons worth of iron ore. That was pretty much what they sold or shipped last year. The average realized price, however, was up from $45 per ton to $53. They reduced their debt by $2.7 billion over the course of the year. So that meant that interest payments were down by more than $190 million and their gearing fell down to 20%. So they have been very disciplined when it comes to repaying debt over the course of the last couple of years, as they have been when it comes to targeting costs. So C1 costs were down by 17%. So that's a very good outcome as well. So as I said, the underlying result in line with the market expectations, the foreshadowing of higher payout ratios has got the market excited. The shares have moved up by about 5%, so they are down by a handful of percent year to date, having more than tripled over the course of the previous year.